Scared of.
Inquired of.
Atma jathartayo.
Atma jathartayo.
Right knowledge.
Right knowledge.
Of one's own self.
Of one's own self.
Mune.
Mune.
From the learned philosopher.
From the learned philosopher.
Vyasa Sutat.
Vyasa Sutat.
The son of Vyasa.
The son of Vyasa.
So.
So.
He.
He.
Itva.
Itva.
Quitting.
Quitting.
Idam.
Idam.
This material attachment.
This material attachment.
Nripa.
Nripa.
O king.
O king.
Gangayam.
Gangayam.
On the bank of the Ganges.
On the bank of the Ganges.
Ashwati.
Ashwati.
Will go.
Will go.
Adha.
Adha.
Directly.
Directly.
Akuta Bhayam.
Akuta Bhayam.
The life of fearlessness.
The life of fearlessness.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. After inquiring about proper self-knowledge from the son of Vyasadeva, who will be a great philosopher, he will renounce all material attachment and achieve a life of fearlessness. So you can repeat. After inquiring about proper self-knowledge from the son of Vyasadeva, he will renounce all material attachment and achieve a life of fearlessness. Material knowledge means ignorance of the knowledge of one's own self. Philosophy means to seek after the right knowledge of one's own self, or the knowledge of self-realization. Without self-realization, philosophy is rice speculation, or a waste of time and energy. Srimad Bhagavatam gives the right knowledge of one's own self. And by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, one can get free from material attachment and enter into the kingdom of fearlessness. This material world is fearfulness. Its prisoners are always fearful, as within a prison house. In the same prison house, no one can violate the jail rules and regulations. And violating the rules means another term of extension of prison life. Similarly, we in this material existence are always fearful. This fearfulness is called anxiety. Everyone in the material life, in all species and varieties of life, is full of anxieties, either by breaking or without breaking the laws of nature. Liberation or mukti means getting relief from these constant anxieties. This is possible only when the anxiety is changed to the devotional service of the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam gives us the chance to change the quality of anxiety from matter to spirit. This is done in association of a learned philosopher like the self-realized Sukadeva Goswami, the great son of Sri Vyasadeva. Maharaj Parikshit, after receiving the warning of his death, took advantage of this opportunity by association with Sukadeva Goswami and achieved the desired result. There is a sort of imitation of this reciting and hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam by professional men, and their foolish audience thinks that they will get free from the clutches of material attachment and attain the life of fearlessness. Such imitative hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam is a caricature only, and one should not be misled by such a performance of Bhagavatam Saptaha undertaken by ridiculous greedy fellows to maintain an establishment of material enjoyment. Mukham garati vachalam pangur langayate giring jat kripatam aham vande sri guru dinatarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanya swaram namam vishnu padaya krishna pushtaya bhutale srimate jayapataka swamiti namine namacharya padaya nitaya kripa padaya nigurata dhamadaya navaratam. So in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Saunaka Rishi is asking question to Sutta Goswami about the life of Parikshit Maharaj. They wanted to know about the life of Parikshit Maharaj. So Sutta Goswami is explaining the life, different phases of his life. So in this verse, it is stated that after hearing from Sukadeva Goswami, he developed detachment from the material life and achieved a life of fearlessness. And Prabhupada in the purport is mentioning three points. There are many points, main three points. He explained what is knowledge and what is ignorance. And he said how to achieve fearlessness and what is the power of association of a pure devotee like Sukadeva Goswami. So ignorance is the cause of fear. Why we become fearful? When we are ignorant. As soon as exam comes, exam dates, we become fearful of the exams, right? Why? Because we don't know the question paper. Ignorance. If we know the question paper, then before the exam, we'll be fearful or fearless?
Fearless.
Right? So, fear comes from ignorance. And every step in our life, we are in fear. Why? Because we don't know what will happen to our life next moment. That's why you are fearful at every stage, right or wrong. So some may think, oh, I am so knowledgeable. But according to Bhagavad Gita and according to the scriptures, we are all, what? We are all ignorant. Because we don't know our future. Krishna is in full knowledge because he can remember the past and he can also know the future. But sad to our life, we always forget the past and we also don't know the future. And there is no present anyway in this world. There is no present actually. We learn grammar. There are three tense, right? Past tense, future tense and present tense. But if you analyze carefully, there is no present tense in this world. Present is like a fraction of a moment which transforms the future into past. That's it. So therefore we are all in anxiety. But there is a slogan. So past is the history, right? Future is the mystery. Live in the present, that is the secret of victory. They say that. But there is no present, then how to live in the present? So they all slogans is like a bogus and misleading people. So therefore, in order to live in present, you have to have an eternal life. We all like to live in present. But that happens only if we go to the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, there is no future and there is no past. There is only present. Why? Because there, time has no effect. Time does not influence their life. Because time is the energy of the Lord. Here in this world, this energy is not engaged in the service of the Lord. Therefore, it has a tremendous effect on our life. But in the spiritual world, time does not have any effect. Why? Each and every moment is engaged in the service of the Lord. Therefore, time has got eternity in the spiritual world. But here, we don't engage the time in the service of the Lord. So therefore, it has only two effects, future and past. So therefore, we are always fearful. But in this world also, if you engage each and every moment in the service of the Lord, then there is no question of fear. We achieve the state of fearlessness. How? If we utilize each and every moment of our life in the service of the Lord, then there is no question of any fear. So that is the point Prabhupada is trying to make. That's why Rupa Goswami has said, always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. Why we become fearful? Because we don't remember Krishna. That is the greatest fear. Forgetfulness of Krishna is the real cause of our fear. But if we remember Krishna all the time, because he is the embodiment of fearlessness. Therefore, if we remember him, then we can be fearless. That is the secret. So here in this material world, every step there is a fear. And the greatest fear is the fear of death. Greatest fear. Because we don't know what is death, and we don't know what is going to happen after death. Again, ignorance. Because of the ignorance of the aspect of death, we become very, very fearful about our death. We think everything becomes dark. Everything finished. All our plans, plan, programs, all finished. But a devotee of the Lord is not fearful about death, just like Parikshit Maharaj. So he got a curse from Sringi that he is going to die after 7 days. So generally we also sometimes in this material world, doctor says you have got this cancer, so you are going to die within 1 year or something like that, or maybe 1 month. What do? As soon as we hear that, we go to the best doctors in the world. And we say 1 month, how to make it that 1 month to 1 year, and 1 year to 10 years. We always try to extend our life. But Parikshit Maharaj did not try that. It doesn't mean that he did not have the capacity to counterattack that curse. He had that capacity. He had that capacity. But he did not do that. Why? You may think he is a foolish person. He is the most intelligent person. Why? He took it as a mercy of the Lord because he got a very clear notice that within 7 days I have to die. But if he counterattacks that, then in the future he may not know when he is going to die. And any moment death can come, no time to prepare. So at least he has got 7 days. So Prabhupada used to say, my Guru Maharaj also says, Prabhupada had Parikshit Maharaj had 7 days, but we don't know if we have 7 moments or not. How much serious he should become. He took it so seriously, 7 days, 7 nights, only hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, not eating, not sleeping, not drinking also. That was the dedication and seriousness Parikshit Maharaj exhibited. For he had only 7 days. But for us, it may not be 7 moments, but how much serious we are. We are thinking, oh, life, planning for our life, no? What will happen after 1 year? 1 year plan, 3 year plan, 5 year plan for our living, how to live. But we don't have any plan on a matter which is most serious and it can come at any moment. Very dear friend, I am here. So, what will you do then? So, who can lead a life of Krishna consciousness? Guru Maharaj once told that if you think that death is just next to you, any moment death will come. So, who lives a life keeping death at the front, he can be Krishna conscious. But we like to keep the death at the back and thinking live a life. So they cannot become Krishna conscious. They will develop material attachment. So here it is stated, material attachment is the cause of our fear. And detachment gives us fearlessness. We become fearless if we become detached. So detachment is the quality, the first quality to develop Krishna consciousness. Because that is the first fruit of knowledge. From knowledge, we develop detachment. So therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is there that gives us transcendental knowledge and tells about the stories of different devotees who develop detachment by getting this transcendental knowledge. That is the power of transcendental knowledge, because by developing transcendental knowledge, we get detachment. And unless we become detached, it's very difficult to become fearless. Because if you are attached, then you have the fear to lose. Right? So what is the fear? Fear comes from losing things. And greatest fear, because at death you have to lose your... Lose what? Everything. So generally, we are attached to three things mainly. We have a lot of attachments, but generally we are attached to mainly three things. First, we are attached to money. Second, we are attached to our body. And third is we are attached to our relatives. These are three most important object of attachment in our life. And all of them are temporary, very much temporary by nature. But still, conditioned mind always has some attachment. So as long as this attachment will be there, you cannot develop attachment for Krishna. So it's not a, just like I'll have this, I'll also have that. It cannot be. So therefore, to develop attachment to Krishna, or it's connected. If you develop attachment for Krishna, then you will develop detachment. Or if you develop detachment, then you develop attachment for Krishna. So if you analyze the life, we have to be detached. At the time of death, Krishna will force us to be detached. Right or not? So when we die, we have to give up our relatives, we have to give up our body, we have to give up all our bank balance. Whatever may be the pound, I don't know, 1 billion pound or how many billion pound, whatever you have to give it up. But that time is too late. Because already you have a lot of attachment, then you have to take birth again, because you are attached to. So the thing is that a devotee should try to learn to die before they die. That is the secret. Then you don't have fear of death, because already you are dead. So renounced order of life, renunciation means you are materially dead. Who takes sannyas, he is socially, materially he is a dead person. That is the secret why we take sannyas. Sannyas means you are dead person. Material point of view, you are dead. Because your body, mind, words are completely engaged in the service of the Lord. You don't have any material thing to do. So you are already dead. So it's a preparation to die. So that's why it's very, very important. Either you take externally or internally, but you have to take it. Most important thing, you have to develop detachment from within. When in your mind or heart, you have realized and you have developed the detachment that everything belongs to Krishna and everything should be engaged in His service, then you are a sannyasi. Then you don't have any fear of dying. Because you are realizing the quality of eternity. From knowledge, you realize eternity. From ignorance, you feel temporary nature. So when you are in complete knowledge, you realize the eternity. So you feel you are the spirit soul. You realize, I am the spirit soul. So when you realize that I am the spirit soul, then there is no question of fear. The death is like a, for what is just changing from one body to other body. That's it. They are ready for that. So if you are in a house, and police come or the government authorities come, you have to vacate this house. You become very fearful, homeless. Where to go? So you also feel like that when death comes. So I have to give up this body, where to go next? But if that person who is vacating the house, if he knows that I have a 2-bedroom flat now, so I am going to get another 5-bedroom flat, so he'll be fearful. He'll be happy. Hari Bol, I have to vacate. Good news. So when you have the spiritual body already, so you know after this material body you are going to the spiritual world, so you will be in anxiety or you will be in joy?
Joy.
But if you don't know that, then you will feel homeless. And that happens to those who are not pure devotees of the Lord. They feel very fearful because they don't know the future. But who knows the future, who knows what is going to happen, so they will not be fearful, he will be fearless. So body we are very attached, very much attached. The beauty, we are very much attached to our beauty of this body. So there was a girl, beautiful girl, and she had a lover. And somehow that boy loved that girl very much. But the girl didn't want that boy, refused the proposal. So he became very angry. And one day he got a pot of acid and threw on her face, and the face got burnt off. Lot of pain, right? Acid, I don't know if anybody has an experience. Very fearful, very painful. So she was admitted into the hospital and took all the medication, this and that. Then he became medically okay. That pain has gone. But she got all the spots on the face. So physical pain has gone. But one pain continues throughout her life. What is that pain?
Mental beauty.
That she has lost her beauty. That's called mental pain. Attachment to the beauty. But when death comes, what will happen? Only your face will be burned. What will happen to you? Whole body will be burned. So how much painful it will be? Very much painful. So, in the same way, money. So when you have money, if you lose, maybe when you're traveling, generally pickpocket happens here in UK, no? Okay. So then you lose maybe 500 pounds. You feel very happy. My dear God, very happy news today. I have lost 500 pounds. You feel like that? If you lose 500 pounds, very painful. 50 pounds is also painful. So more you lose, more pain in the heart. Because that is the attachment we have. So when you lose your body, you lose 50 pounds, you lose 500 pounds, how much you lose?
Everything.
So it will be painful or not?
Very.
Very painful. Relatives, if your father dies, you'll be very happy, oh, my father died. People say that?
No.
Unless that horrible father, maybe. But generally, if someone dies, you feel very morose. So when you die, because you have to leave that father. But when you die, you have to leave your father, mother, or what? You have to leave all the relatives. So it will be painful or not? Very painful. That's why scripture says, in somewhere it is stated, that pain of death is equivalent to 10,000 scorpion bites at a time. 10,000 scorpion bites. And it's somewhere it is stated, 42,000 scorpion bites. So one scorpion bite, I don't know, if you got an experience, you feel everything dark. So 10,000 scorpion bite at a time, so how much painful it will be. Why? Because of so much attachment we have for our body, for our relatives, for our money. So who is intelligent? Who is intelligent? He is intelligent. Who knows? This is called knowledge. So it will be painful. Our death will be a painful experience if we don't develop proper consciousness at the time of death. So therefore, Krishna has said that antakale cha mameva smaran mukta kalevaram jaya prayati sarmat bhavam jati nastatra samsaya. He's telling at the time of death, if you remember Krishna, then we go back to the spiritual world. No pain, because Krishna takes care of you. But we may think, oh, at the time of death, no. He never said whole life. People think like that. Well, Krishna said, at the time of death, if you remember Krishna. So whole life, why you are wasting your time, Hare Krishna, enjoy life. So at the time of death, just remember Krishna. But it never happens, because remembrance comes at the time of death. What remembrance will come? The object you are attached to. The most attached thing will come in your remembrance when you die. So that is the secret of remembering things. It's not a magic. Whole life do all nonsense, at the time of death you remember Krishna. It never happens. So there is an old man. So it's called how to cultivate our Krishna consciousness throughout our life. Otherwise, it's very difficult to remember Krishna at the time of death. So there is an old man and he had two sons. And generally in India, the pious sons, they want to take care of their father at the old age, and they generally arrange that he goes to different places of pilgrimage. So this man was a big cloth merchant, big businessman. He earned a lot of money. So these two sons thought that our father has done so much for us, let us take care of him at his old age. So he organized one sadhu and requested him, please take my father to different places of pilgrimage, so that he develops some spirituality in his life. So father somehow was not agreeing, but somehow he agreed to travel with that sadhu. So that sadhu was traveling with him many places. He went to Vrindavan, he went to Mathura, Dwarka, so different places he went. But wherever they are going, this businessman was too attached to business. He was talking only about business. How to do this business, how to do that business. And the sadhu thought, I came to make him Krishna conscious. I was supposed to talk to him about Krishna, but he is all the time talking business katha. So I am becoming businessman by his association. So he wrote to his son that I cannot take care of your father. It's very difficult for me. I want to give it up. So why? Because your father is always talking about business only. So he is not allowing me to take care of him. So no, give a last try. Give a last try, don't give it up. So this sadhu thought, okay, so I'll take him to Benares, Kashi. So there is a big crematorium there. Big crematorium. So generally people, when they see that people are burning, so they develop some detachment, right? It's called Shashan Vairagya. So when someone dies and goes to crematorium, we feel, oh, life is temporary. And they feel a lot of detachment, crying, this and that. And that continues for 3-4 days. And after that, everything becomes normal. So that is called Shashan Vairagya, developing detachment at crematorium. Crematorium detachment. So that happens. When someone dies in a family, we develop that. But that does not continue. So this sadhu thought maybe that will have some effect on this man. So he took him a big crematorium. And a lot of people are getting burned there. So he kept him and he was watching what is the effect. So as soon as this businessman, the old man, saw so many people are burning, he started crying. So this sadhu thought, my medicine has worked now. So he developed some detachment now. So he approached that man, why are you crying? He said, I have misused my life. I have wasted my life. Oh, really? He thought, something is happening. He said, why are you feeling like that? So before coming here, I never realized one thing. What you have not realized? I have not realized there is so much demand of wood here. So much wood is needed. So I wasted my life doing my business in clothes. I should have done business in wood. Then I could have earned a lot of money. So that is called, when you have attachment, Nrisimha Puran explains this story. So you should not think that at old age you will develop some detachment. Never happens. Detachment has to be cultivated. It is not a product that automatically reveals. One day you wake up in the morning, you are detached. Never happens. You have to cultivate it throughout your life. So it's a process. Developing detachment is a process. So process of detachment is that you have to cultivate knowledge. You have to cultivate devotional service. You have to cultivate attachment for Krishna. Then slowly will be detached. So how this detachment comes? By hearing from the pure devotees of the Lord. Srinatang Swagata Krishna Punna Savana Kirtana Hidyantasti Avadrani Vitunati Svitsatam. So this knot inside the heart, this attachment is within the heart. So how to cut that knot? You cannot, if the knot is very complicated, it is very difficult to untie it. Right? If you want to untie, it will become more complicated. So our heart is like that. So what is the solution? Solution is to cut that knot. Cut. You have to cut it. So how to cut it? By transcendental knowledge. Hearing from the pure devotees. If you hear from the pure devotees, the advantage is, Prabhupada is saying, don't hear from professional reciter. No effect. No detachment will come. Because they are also attached. They are just making a show of reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. And by that, what they get some money and maintain their establishment of material enjoyment. Prabhupada is very blunt on this topic. So you have to hear those who are realized. So when the pure devotee speaks, he speaks from not from his brain, memorizing certain sloka and just speaking, vomiting. He speaks from the heart. And in the heart of a pure devotee, Govinda takes rest. Govinda Vishram is stated. Why Govinda takes rest? In our heart also Krishna is there as Paramatma. So Paramatma is very active. He does two things. He is the witness of all our activities. What we are doing, he is witnessing. Krishna is isn't, no? He is witnessing what we are doing. And he is also sanctioning what we desire. So Krishna is there also in our heart, but he is very active as Paramatma. But in the heart of a pure devotee, Krishna is not active. He takes rest. Stated, Govinda Vishram. He takes rest in the heart of a pure devotee. So where we take rest? At home. And where we work? At office. Office we are very active. So we get tired, come to home and take rest. So that's why the heart of a non-devotee is like an office for Krishna. But the heart of a pure devotee is a home for Krishna, and Krishna takes rest. Very peaceful life for Krishna at home. So he loves to reside in the heart of a pure devotee. So therefore, when pure devotee speaks, so he speaks from the heart. And when that transcendental sound vibration comes out from the heart through the mouth of a pure devotee, it carries the aroma of the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna. And when that sound vibration enters into the ears and goes into the heart of the sincere listener, it awakens dormant Krishna consciousness of that sincere listener. He remembers. As soon as that goes into the heart, he starts remembering. The connection between the heart of the speaker and the listener is established. And Krishna is transferred from the heart of that pure devotee to the heart of the sincere listener. So therefore, hearing from the pure devotees is the only way to develop our love for Krishna. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Saddha Gabunai Sravanadi Suddha Chitte Karo Udai. It is already there. We have to reawaken that love for him. How to do that? Hear sincerely for the pure devotees. Therefore, association with the pure devotees is very, very important, and they can cut the knot of our attachment. Generally, when we have nice life, we forget about Krishna consciousness. Not so serious. It's just do it out of duty. We don't feel the urgency. We don't feel, it's a very, Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is a very urgent thing. When you are going to die, if you have a blood cancer, you'll be peaceful. Oh, I'll go to the doctor, let's see. So when I have time, I go to the doctor. It happens like that. You're only conscious how to get cured. When you have a chronic disease. So we have a chronic disease, but we are not so serious. So whenever I have time, I'll chant. So once in a week, go to Mangal Arati. Other day, no problem. So we don't take it seriously because we are not realizing the urgency of this thing because we are in ignorance. Prabhupada used to give an example. The slaughterhouse, the goat, if you go to India, so there is a slaughterhouse, the goat is slaughtered, one goat. So other goat are in line, right? And they are given some lips, mango lips, and they enjoy that, oh, I am enjoying life. But he doesn't, she is not understanding. Next term is, our enjoyment is like that. Everybody is dying. We are thinking, I am enjoying life. Why? Because I am in ignorance. So I will be the next person to be slaughtered. So what I am doing about that? So I am going to die. Any moment, we don't know when. But I am serious about that. We are making our plan, but no plan for death. We are not planning for death. So therefore, a serious person in Krishna consciousness is always anxious about this urgency. And who can create that urgency in the consciousness? The association of a sincere devotee. So there was a king. So that king was a very pious king. But he had a very nice kingdom, nice wife, nice opulence, everything was very nice. So when everything becomes very nice in life, Krishna consciousness does not remain nice. It gets neglected. So one day, one sadhu came to his palace. And generally sadhu speaks very not palatable stuff. So he came and told that king, "You have bad news. Bad news? In my kingdom everything is good news. Everything is prospering. What are you talking? Good, bad news?" He said, "Yes, bad news is that you are going to die very soon." He forgot, that king forgot that he is going to die one day, because life was very nice. So he forgot that, and sadhu came and gave that only that news. Just like Krishna says to Arjuna, one chapter, how to die. That's why people don't like Bhagavad Gita. He is always talking about death, death, Parikshit Maharaj, death, always talking about death, talking about life. So all these stories, they all talk about death, they don't talk about life. So we want to enjoy life, talk something about our life. So this king also forgot that he has to die. As soon as he heard that, he became very shocked that he has to die. So, "Oh, I have to die." Then he became very morose, unhappy. Then sadhu said, "Okay, you have to die anyway, but after you die, you go to heavenly planet. Because you are so pious, you go to heavenly planets." Then he started a little smile on his face. Said, "Okay, I have to go to heavenly planet." But sadhu said, "There is a problem in heavenly planet." "What problem?" "Problem is that there are a lot of mosquitoes in heavenly planet." "So really? I thought mosquitoes are there only in earthly planet. Heavenly planet there is a mosquito also." He said, "Yes." "So what to do?" So sadhu said, "No problem, there is a mosquito net available there." "Okay, no problem, I use the mosquito net here, I will use there also." And sadhu said, no, there is still more problem." "What is the problem?" "There are a lot of holes in that mosquito net." "So really, what to do with those holes?" So sadhu said, "I have one solution." "So what is the solution?" "You take one needle and thread and stitch those holes. And then problems are taken care of." And the king said, "Okay, I will do that." Then sadhu said, "Still there is a problem." "What is the problem?" "Problem is that there is no needle and thread available in the heavenly planet." "Then what to do? What I'll do?" He said, "No problem. Simple solution I have. When you die, you take one needle and thread to the heavenly planet. Problem is solved." Then king said, "Okay. When I die, I'll take one needle and thread and go to the heavenly planet and use that." Then by telling that, sadhu left. So after sadhu left, he started realizing, "Arey, sadhu has misguided me. How can I take a needle thread? I cannot take." So he called again, sadhu. So he said, "Sadhu, you should tell the truth. You have misguided me. You are telling lies. What kind of sadhu are you?" "What I said wrong?" "He said that I can take one needle and thread." "So you cannot take one needle and thread?" "No, I cannot take anything." "Oh, really? So you are realizing now you cannot take anything. But whole life what you have done? Accumulating for your generation, next generation, third generation, 21st generation, 100th generation, you are accumulating. But you have no power to take one needle and thread. So, what you have realized?" "Oh, nothing I can take." "So realize that." "So what you can take?" "Realize that also." "So try to accumulate that wealth, what you can take." "So that's why I came to wake you up." So sadhus, generally they come and they wake us up. Otherwise we are sleeping souls. Sleeping souls. That's why Mahaprabhu says, "Jeev jaga, jeev jaga. Gora chada bole, kato nidra jao maya, pisa chirakal." We are sleeping on the lap of a witch, but I am thinking, I am having a comfortable life. Witch, what she'll do? She'll kill you. But Mahaprabhu, what he'll do? He'll carry us from this miserable place, a fearful place, to the safe place of the spiritual world. So everyone will die. Someone asks Prabhupada, "Will not die?" Everyone will die. But one who dies knowing Krishna is a successful death. Just like death will come for a devotee also, and death will come for non-devotee also. So example is given, the rat and the cat and the kitten. The cat carries the rat also in his mouth, right? and it carries also the kitten. Looks like same, but there is a difference. When the rat is caught, what happens to that rat? Is killed by that rat. But when the cat carries the kitten, it takes the kitten from the dangerous place to the safe place. So for a devotee, for a non-devotee, death comes like a cat to the rat. We are like rats. But when we become devotees, we become like a kitten, and death comes as Krishna and takes us from this material world to the spiritual world. Looks like same, but there is a big difference. And we have to become kitten, not the rat. So our life is to make ourselves a kitten in the hand of Krishna, so that he can carry from this place to the spiritual world. And then we can become fearless. When we are in the mouth of Krishna, we become fearless. Jai Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani Ki Jai. And that is the goal of our life, and that is the only way. When you take shelter of Krishna fully, completely, because his lotus feet is called Abhay Charan. Vaje Hure Mana Srinandar Nandana Abhay Charan Aravindare. So his lotus feet only can give us fearlessness. We can become fearless when we take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. And that is the only hope, and that is the only shelter we have, and that is the goal of human form of life. And how we can overcome the fear of death and all other fears? By taking shelter of his lotus feet. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. 8:30. On time. Okay, you have any question or comment?
I'd like to ask, how do we always keep in mind that we can die at any moment? It's easy for us to say, but to remember it all the time, and to sort of understand the urgency. How do we always sort of keep that in mind?
So when you hear and chant regularly, then you can also remember this thing regularly. So that's why hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is a regular practice. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. So when you serve the devotees, when you serve Srimad Bhagavatam, then you can remember all the time. Otherwise, you forget. If you don't hear, then what will happen? You'll forget. So therefore, constant hearing is needed. Always you have to hear. This is the only option. And always be in the association, that kind of association. Those who are very conscious about all this stuff. Otherwise, you forget. Take it easily. It's like it becomes a ritual. Krishna consciousness becomes a ritual. But by rituals, you cannot get Krishna. You have to change your consciousness. Rituals cannot change your consciousness. Unless you are very sincere within. Okay? Makes sense? Answer was a little clear to you? Any question this side?
Could you explain more about time?
Time?
Yeah.
What aspect of time?
Time doesn't have any effect in the spiritual world. So, there is time in the spiritual world?
Yes.
It doesn't have any effect?
Yes.
So, how is there time in the spiritual world then if it doesn't have any effect? The only reason why we know about time is because it has an effect.
Yes. It has no material effect in the spiritual world. What is the material effect? There is concept of future and past. The time destroys everything. Right? Through the process of time, everything is taken away. Here in this world. Because the time is not properly engaged. He is very angry with us. That's why he comes in a very ferocious form. And ultimate form of time is death, kalo asmin. And everything is taken away by the influence of time. because it is not engaged in the service of the Lord. But in the spiritual world, time has no effect in that sense, that every moment is engaged in the service of the Lord. So it's difficult to understand how everything, someone is asking, if there is no path, then there is morning, there is noon, there is evening in the spiritual world. How there is no effect of time? So I was hearing that it's like a time here is a cycle. And time in the spiritual is like a straight line, something like that someone is telling mathematically. So it's very difficult for us to understand. So therefore, although it has effect, but it cannot, it is ever present. It's very difficult for us, achintya, achintya shakti. Even if there is morning, there is evening, still there is no effect of time. How is that? Well, very difficult, for me also very difficult to realize it. And Prabhupada told, go to the spiritual world and experience it. What is immortality? So like that, certain things we cannot explain. That in the spiritual world, milk is also conscious. All matter is conscious. How? Very difficult for us. That milk that we just had Kartik Manna, the milk which was overflowing, why? That milk saw that breast milk is doing a lot of service and Krishna is becoming full in belly. So he is eating too much Mother Yashoda's milk. So what will happen to us? He will not drink. So what is the use of our life? Please give up our life, commit suicide. So they overflew and wanted to jump into the fire. That is the consciousness of the milk. But we cannot, it's very difficult for us to understand that. But that's happening in the spiritual world. So how is the effect of time? But whatever I understood, that we have to realize that there is no effect of future and past in the spiritual world. Only present. But here in this material world, there is no past. There is no present, only past and future. That strikes me very strongly to me. And that is the reality. There is no present here. It's a fraction of a moment that transforms the future into past. That's it. Right or wrong? Make sense? Very sad, but what to do? Because that's temporary nature. Everything is temporary. We are very helpless in the cruel hand of time. Only hope, taking shelter of Krishna. Then you can get some glimpse of eternity and slowly, slowly transcend the effect of time and go to the spiritual world. So I can give more detail. I was not sure how there is also morning, afternoon, evening, but still there is no effect of time. How? It can be logically explained, but I don't have the answer now. Maybe in the future, when Krishna reveals something, I can talk about that. Okay?
Do they have night in the spiritual world?
Yes. Then how there can be rasa dance? Rasa dance doesn't take place in sunshine. Krishna spent the day with the gopas, cowherd boys, and spent the night with the gopis. That's his time schedule.
If the light, if like there's no electricity, there's no sun, there's no
moon. There is no need of a moon or sun, still there is moon and sun. Mainly Golok, all these things happen in the Golok Vrindavan. Vaikuntha planet is easy to explain. But Vrindavan is more difficult to explain. There is no need, not tad vasayate surya na sasanka na pavaka, stated in Bhagavad Gita, no? But there is moon. Rasa dance takes place in moonlight. So how come moon comes? So moon comes as a service to the Lord, not to lit up the darkness, not like that. So moon also loves to serve Krishna. That's why it comes.
Yeah, I heard as well, you need time because during the Rasa dance there's also like kirtana, some sort of music happening. So in order to keep the beat, there has to be... Otherwise, how can you...
So time is there, but it is engaged in the service of the Lord according to His desire. Time is a servant of Krishna there. Okay? Very difficult.
I think time is not fixed something. Time can't fix anything. We are fixed. We'll live 20 years or 30 years. This is the fixed time.
Mm.
But the spiritual world is, time has no effect because there is no limit.
So I think that thing, the straight line and circle thing, has to be explained more. I think it's a linear. There is a cycle.
It's a cycle, yeah.
Something like that.
I think Mahaji this one said something similar.
Yeah, I heard something like that. So here is straight line. It has a beginning and end.
Yeah.
But in the spiritual world, it's like summer, winter. Who is first? You don't know because it's timeless cycle like that. So morning fast or afternoon fast, very difficult. It's a cycle. Time is a cycle, but here in the straight line, something to understand a little bit.
I think this is no effect.
No effect. So you are having morning, evening, afternoon, time is passing by, but no effect on your life. So beautiful, no? Transcendental science. So make some, to give us some sense what it is all about. Okay? Happy with that?
Yeah.
For the time being. We have to leave now.
We have JSS,
Jayapadaka Swami Sister Samu Sangha, in Bhaktivedanta Manor. We have to go.
Who's going?
I texted everybody. I don't think anybody's going from Bangalore.
You going or not?
No, you text everybody to go.
No,
I text everybody to ask if they're going or not.
No.
To tell Amala.
You're not asked. It is your duty. Because
she's not going, Sashwari. She's taking a backseat role.
She is the gathering committee. And she's not going. How am I? She has something to do.
I have a wedding.
Jai. It's Grace Sankarshan Nitai Prabhu again.
Jai.